Recording in progress.
Morning. Hope you are fine. It is a busy week in Parliament, or a busy month, but I appreciate that we are done with our budget vote. We are now assisting the rest. So, yeah, warmly welcome into this today's meeting. I hope everyone still remember that we had an engagement with petitioners to Telkom. So today is the day for Telkom to come up with responses. So the approach will be to listen to Telkom's responses and then ask clarity-seeking questions, and then our officials will help us to process and to check the responses versus the petition, and then we'll move forward in that fashion. We are, even if petitioners are in today, theirs will be to observe. We have just invited them so that they can see that we're hard at work and we're taking each and every matter serious as the portfolio committee of this department, because our interest is on our people to can make sure that they grow as small businesses. Who's that king? Can that that honorable member mute his none? This gadget, please.
Honorable Mayeni.
I've muted him, Chair.
All right, thank you. Do that. So we are going to listen to them, and happy to our officials if we have managed to facilitate this meeting, and also welcome Telkom leadership. You are warmly welcome to this meeting. We are eager to can hear your responses. Our duty is to maintain peace in business. So hence, we have called you, and we really appreciate your response, your positive response to the committee. So I won't waste time. Mine was to open the meeting and welcome everybody. I will now zoom to item 2, which is apologies. Do we have any apology, Raking?
Good morning. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, Dr. Masango, leader of the delegation from Telkom, colleagues from Parliament, from Telkom, and Ms. Evelyn, the leader for the petitioners. Chairperson, the apology that I have received, it is from Honorable Zungula, who is attending another meeting, I think, because he's sharing the meeting with the PC on mining and energy. And then on the platform, I've acknowledged and seen Nkosi Luthuli, Honorable Jacobs, Honorable Hendricks, Honorable Kruger, Honorable Mthenjane, Honorable Lubengo, Honorable Mieni, and Honorable April. Should it happen that I miss any member, he or she can indicate. So those are members that are in the platform so far, Chair.
Thank you for asking. I am here.
I did call Honorable April. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. There are no apologies, and my team is in here. Thank you so much, honorable members. I will now zoom to item 3, which is adoption of the agenda. Can I have a mover and a seconder, honorable members?
Can I move? For the adoption of the agenda.
I will second.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. I think it is called you You are called today, my team. I don't know why, but maybe when we move, you will warm up.
It is the network, Chair, because I wanted to move, and then all I see right. The voices in front of me.
I know, young lion, you're always active. Thank you so much. The yes.
Talking about networks, I'm also having a bit of a problem, so I will most probably go in and out. So please, my apology for that.
Okay, Honorable Kruger, we understand. I will now invite Dr. Mahlangu to lead us on the next item, to brief us on the responses. I believe we had 11 issues from petitioners. So we'll hear from you, but we are so thankful that you are here today. Thank you for having responded positively. Over to you, Dr. Mahlangu.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, Honourable Members. I wonder if my video is on, because I can't see it from this side, whether the members can see
it. It is on. It is on. We can see you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am here, Madam Chair, with Mr. Sean Bortes, Ms. Kamenita Adonis-Dudley, Mr. Amis Dabidien, and Mr. Pindile Jani. This is the team that handles the matters relating to IFT, as well as our relationships with the different layers, tiers, and arms of our state. So, Madam Chair, the important report that we would like to come up with here would be that to assure the committee that we have established a council to process the complaints that the committee has received from the IFTs. And at this stage, Madam Chair, we have been able to resolve at least 6 of the 11 matters. And in the slide deck that we sent to the committee, we sort of set out in brief the narrative on those matters from the words of the IFTs themselves. So what we would plead with Parliament today would be that for the remaining 5 of the members of the IFTs, we are very keen, Madam Chair, to have their matters resolved and processed through the council. And personally, I undertake, Madam Chair, to hold any of the IFT's hand when necessary to make sure that their issues are properly processed and assessed fairly based on the facts and resolved. And to this committee, Madam Chair, we would ask that you give us a chance on another occasion, probably in around then before you close the quarter, that we come and then give you an update of where we are with the resolution of these IFTs. But in the PERC, Madam Chair, we do set out in detail how we have resolved the problems of the 6 that we have resolved. And Madam Chair, if the committee so wishes, we can then take you through those different complaints, how they were resolved. But we wanted to underscore and underline the fact that there is a mechanism, and this mechanism so far it is working, and we are available to resolve this matter. And we will come back, we would like to come back and report to Parliament on the progress or any hiccups we would have experienced in resolving these matters. Thank you, Madam Chair. So I wanted to get your guidance on whether we should take you through the deck, but the sum total of it, Madam Chair, is that we have a process that we've established, which consists of legal services, internal audit, procurement, And then we all then sit and look at these matters individually and attend to them and look at the facts and the evidence presented by each of the IFTs. So the council that has been established, Madam Chair, is out of the normal establishment of Telkom. It's specifically geared at trying to resolve supplier disputes, particularly of this kind. So I don't know whether, Madam Chair, it is opportune for us to then take you through our deck. It's very short. It just focuses on the matters as we have resolved them and how this process has helped us so far. And then we can therefore take any questions from the members of the committee.
Thank you, Dr. Matango. I believe you need to take us through, since you are saying it is not a large or a huge pack. You can briefly indicate to us, because that's the interest of the portfolio committee to can understand on how this matter has been resolved in to be able to write a report on this matter. And I believe we all understand that issues of disputes need sober-minded. We appreciate if you have established a council which is full of legal gurus to be able to deal with these matters. So ours is to hear these responses and guidance and conclusion by the legal team, so that we can be able to engage, and we'll also allow you to come back again. We'll give you another slot, because our interest is to make sure that all those 11 disputes are being resolved, and so that we can also engage with our petitioners on how the matters have been resolved. I think it will be in order to allow you to present, although we are pressed with time because of those budget votes. Members must also rest, because since we have now entered into this meeting, it's 9:30. Until 6 in the evening, we'll be resuming those mini plenary sessions in Parliament. But the platform is yours. We are allowing you to present the PECs. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had requested Mr. King from Parliament to allow us access to be able to project. We asked that if they could allow Amis to be able to run our slides, and then Mr. Sean Bortis, who is the chairman of the council responsible for the resolution of this dispute, will take us through those disputes and how we've resolved them. And then, Chair, once he's taken us through that, we would then leave it to the members of the committee to deliberate and to ask us any questions that the members may have. We would be uploading the presentation.
For sharing, I can see the presentation. Proceed with your team.
I will then remove myself from the video, and Mr. Bortes will then take us through the slide deck.
Agreed.
Yeah. Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members of the Committee. Morning, my telco members and the other invitees and observers. Amis, can you go to the first slide? Next slide, please.
Mr. Bortes, I've also given you the co-host right. Maybe you can control your presentation from your side. Maybe the one who has, I think it will be easy if you control it from your side. I did give you the co-hosting right.
Okay, let me see if I can share.
Let Dubs one stop sharing, and then you start sharing so that you can control it.
Let's see.
Ask Dubs one to stop sharing. Then you can share, Mr. Porteous. You go to share and then you fly to the presentation. You see the share screen?
Yes, screen one. All right, let me go to that one.
Yeah. Then you are able to control the screen now.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me, how do I change the my word?
You go back to start from the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you guys can see my screen? Yeah. So this is just maybe a brief overview of, and on the first maybe presentation we've done to the committee as well. Just a quick recap. Obviously, the program overview, we still have 33 companies active with 625 employees as part of the AFT workforce. And then just a recap on some of the support we provided to the IFT committees. And I mean, that came up in the petitionaries as well. So yes, 40 million in support benefit to the IFT since inception. Grant funding of material up to 12 months. So the first 12 months, all material we provided, that was part of the agreement. We also provided support tools and equipment for 4 technicians per IFT company. That was part of the agreement as well. And then obviously assisted them with loans. And then these loans were just converted, most of them, to grants. So yes, it offset some of the debts they had. And the point Mr. Dr. Mashango was landing is we've established a supply compliance committee. And it's specifically to intervene in all service provider issues and matters. So this is a platform where, you know, it's you can call it almost an internal ombudsman type of intervention to resolve matters of aggrieved suppliers. Then specifically, so 6 of the 11 IFTs that have lodged the petition, they've asked to be recused, you know. And yeah, and we've shared in the deck as well the communique as received from them where they actually was to be recused from the petition. So yes, our plea is please that the 5 IFTs that are invited to escalate the current ongoing concerns to the council for intervention. Briefly, there was also some talk about telecom payment and, you know, concerns were also highlighted. We provided some detail in the last session, but, you know, our installation rates are much more equitable as you get remunerated for more work concluded. And maybe just on a summary, we pay you now by actual work completed, actual scope, rather than a general standard amount that can, you know, that's obviously not favorable for the IFTs. If you need to trench 10 meters, we'll pay you for the 10 meters that you trench, you know. And that's really the point that we had to have to land. Then all IFTs have a 7-day payment term, stimulating more growth in, obviously, in the market. So once they've completed a fault or installation, after 7 days, we actually then kick off the payment process. Okay. Thanks. And really, that just show our commitment as a company. We still believe and that we are good corporate citizens, and we committed to the ESD program and investing in SMMEs. We are also currently on the side busy with RFP. We're actually going to onboard more companies to develop the much needed skill in the greater context of South Africa. I mean, if you Let me just. This is the matters that have been resolved. And ICFS, and this is just what they've, some of the communique that we've received from them. This is to confirm that ICFS does not part of any proceedings against officers. The last time we had any issues was over 2 years ago, where a lot has happened between then and now. And we, in the sense that we've also had to rebuild and focus as a company, we still not have reached our desired position, however, we do see light of the tunnel. So I think some of the words that come through some of the in the communiques, and I know it was shared as a pre-read, and I don't actually want to read all of them, but some of them really show just the impact that we have in our the relationships with some of the IFTs, Vintage, Drakensberg, and maybe they, you know, that stands out there. I would like to thank the ESD in the future makers for the support that you've given me. As you can see, my company is doing well, it's heading in the right direction. I think that that is a key message that came out of that one there. Hoping this mail finds you in good spirit related that our company, Ramsmith, has since withdrawn petition from any forum or group or disgruntled companies since 2019. And, you know, 2019 was really maybe a significant milestone in the IFT, we call it contract management, and I will share that on slide 8. Where in 2019 is we actually wrote off all the outstanding penalties associated with fault rates as well as repeat rates, you know, first failure rate and repeat rate. Provide clarity. Highest trading was plain and simple. I'm not part of the griefs, and they just wanted us to be absolutely clear about this. Fire to the ground. And this one is so important because, you know, if you can see there on point two, they said, fiber to have been at the forefront raising issues of business development within OpenSource 2018. We wrote proposals trying to tap in other trades within OpenSERV, took place but have no results yet, except to say our issues are being considered. During that time, a suggestion was made to consider IFT companies as consortium. At the time, we were told that they are employing small-scale workforce, and as such, they don't have the capacity to take capital work. We kept on forcing at future makers at OpenSERV's higher level line management to consider our concerns. You know, and I think, you know, you can see the follow-up. There's the director. I think I did one meeting, and so I was not present in the meeting where I was present. No stage where I aligned myself with the issue of okay that is before call. Later on, I received feedback from one of my operational managers, informed me that there were positive contributions to address SLA concerns. Very positive messages. He told me that Gerda, she is one of the direct line management involved with the management, even suggests he must join line management to give more meat on SLA issues. After that occasion, I believe there were positive suggestions that were made that were going to be tabled to procurement department. After that, there were these issues except to receive correspondence from OpenServe and some of the IFT companies, and then they recused themselves from the that to say that they are no longer aggrieved. I think that one is very important. And then the last one was obviously in the ST Telecoms. Okay. That is part of the deck, and the members can go through that. So maybe just so on the last session, there was some questions raised. And the first one was issues of repeats, and I think it was Honorable Kruger that raises that matter needs to be clarified. That is covered in slide 8, so I'll jump to slide 8 quickly. And yeah, really, in layman's term, we talk about repeat fault rate. You know, technician is dispatched to repair customer reported fault and repairs and clears the fault as resolved. From a customer's perspective, the service is not restored or fails again shortly thereafter, and currently the time is within 7 days. Customer reports another fault, so which means the customer service is not working. Another technician is then dispatched to clear fault. Preference is given to the original technician. So we will try and give the fault back to whoever repaired the fault the first time. If not, obviously, because if that technician is not available, we then will send it to another technician, because the customer service is important. Customers comes first. So if that fault does not fail within 7 days, the technician that successfully cleared the fault then gets paid. So that's really what it means. It's a fault that was repaired, and we stayed away from acronyms in this deck. It's a fault that was repaired. The fault doesn't fail within 7 days. The customer is 100% happy, and yeah. So just some history, and that's why I talked about 2019. If you look at the green block, OpenServe wrote of all outstanding SLA penalties associated with repeat fault and first failure rates up to 2019, estimated cost of $31.5 million. And then we introduced negotiated terms, which means we've reduced the repeat rate days from 30 to 14 days, and we even went backwards in 2021 to further reduce that to 7 days. First failure rate is to do with new installation of services where technicians is dispatched to install a new service, technician completes the installation and clears the service is working. Customer, they say, no, nope, my service is not working, or the customer reports a fault on the service. The same technician is then dispatched again to repair the fault or to get the customer service working. Due to the fact that this is still within the 7 days on the contractual agreement we have, the technician is only paid for the installation and not paid for the repair of the fault. Also, you know, likewise, 2020, we amended the first failure rate from 30 days to 7 days, you know. Maybe just some, yeah, on a daily basis, our dispatch center split the network faults from customer repairable faults. So any force majeure incidents, disasters, safe breakages on the network are not dispatched to any technician, internal or external, you know, IFTs, to repair. These type of faults are actually dispatched to what we call our type 3 service providers that will go in and either then redo a total street distribution cabinet or repair the bigger faults, you know, cable faults. That was, if a cable was stolen, sometimes it's 1 kilometer that they need to rehaul and then joint up again. If there's any customer faults after that work is completed, that are then dispatched to the technicians, internal as well as IFTs. So I hope that provides some clarity on question one. And let me go back to question two. Specifically, there was a question, need to address individual SMEs and not collection. And, you know, and that's the point Dr. Sia Bonga, you know, highlighted. You know, we have created the SCMC Council specifically to almost act or as an internal ombudsman in matters that is not resolved, or whether IFT suppliers or any other supplier feels aggrieved. List of breakdown contract suppliers in the regions. So what we've done is we did send it through as part of the deck in Appendix 11, Appendix A, slide 11, and there's also an Excel sheet that details the suppliers. And how are we helping townships? Yeah, so there is obviously various initiatives that we're busy with. We currently, for instance, and I'm adding off discussion with Gauteng provincial government, where we look at collaboration, we're looking at end-to-end connectivity, we're looking at obviously township development, fiber up townships, and I mean significantly, we actually fibered out about for last financial year, I think in total we're on 43 townships that we basically covered throughout South Africa. There was a question on when are we building fiber cells in townships near Margate. It's earmarked for the program 2024. Needs to employ local to dig trenches. This is how it's conducted. So, and we're all aware, so part of the ecosystem, when you do any type of work, whether civil work, when you need to haul cables, any type of big construction work, when you go, and it's part of the ecosystem, we need to do certain engagements. The one is obviously with local municipality, where we get right of way or what we call waylies. The next is obviously then to have community forum discussions, where we actually meet with community, local presentation, local councillors, as well as business forums. And we have typical agreements on, you know, the work that we'll do, the labor that we will require assistance. And yes, there is what we call the unskilled labor, but there's also what we call the type one, where we actually use, and part of the agreement, we actually then train maybe some of the SMMEs to do some of, you know, the more technical type one type of work, like doing the splicing, doing some, and they learn through the process. But, you know, it's part of the ecosystem. You will not go into an area and just go and work. It doesn't work that way. You will be stopped. Need to elevate locals from tenders to more structured work. I think I touched on that as well. You know, I touched on that as well, and that is obviously the approach that we have on them. I'm just going to reach out to my colleagues, Mr. Amis, Dr. Sia, Kadila, Kamalita. Is there anything that you guys want to add to the discussion?
Well, you guys open to Amis, do you have anything that you would like to add to the presentation?
Yeah, thanks, John. I think for now you've encapsulated it perfectly, what we wanted to get across. I'm okay for now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so maybe just in closure, the Open Source Supply Compliance Management Council, in plain simple, I'm just going to capture quickly some of the main responsibilities. Manage overall business unit supplier conduct and compliance. Investigate, consider, resolve, or escalate all supplier-related incidents, contraventions, and disputes, which may be referred to it by any other council or any other party in line with the provisions of the procurement supplier contribution and dispute management process. Consider and recommend the implementation of supplier remediation actions in line with the provisions of procurement, supplier contribution, and dispute management process. You know, and that's the main responsibilities that I've just highlighted. Honorable Chair, that is the presentation to the petition from Telkom. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Over to you, Chair. That is the report. As we said, what we wanted to underscore in the report is that we have established a process. We deal with the cases individually. We look at the evidence. And this is not a forum where we're trying to just protect Telkom, but it is a forum that, as Mr. Botes has explained, that serves as an internal appeal, internal ombudsman type process. And I give my undertaking to the committee that we would like to resolve the remaining five, and we would like them to take advantage of this process, and we will be able to report back to you on how we would have fared in dealing with that five. Over to you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Dr. Mashango. Honorable members, Here we are. Here are the responses. I would like you to ask questions if ever there are any questions. Input. So that we are able to move forward. And we'll appreciate to get a slot urgently so to be able to conclude the remaining five. King, you will assist me to identify hands and respond to that. But thank you so much for the responses.
Thank you, Chair. There's the Honorable Hendricks. Was raised his hand so far, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Hendricks, the stage is yours.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. We also have connection problems, so I'm not going to put on my video. I don't know what is wrong with this load shedding. You know, we just have load shedding every time. Honorable Chair, I must thank Telkom for the generous way that they have responded to the petition and the dozen or so issues raised in the petition. So, however, I am more concerned about why the petition was made in the first place, because the petition covers a long period, some years, and people tried, small businesses tried everything in their power over these years, and Telkom did not listen, did not respond. So there must be consequential management in Telkom for the harm that they cause the petitioners over the years, because if that harm did not exist, those small businesses would have thrived and they would have been bigger companies by now. So Telkom is directly responsible for hampering small businesses, which goes against their mandate, and there must be consequential management. What was wrong with Telkom all those years? They undermine our small businesses. They destroyed our small businesses. And there is nothing that Telkom can be proud of in the light of the issues raised in the petition. So we are very disappointed in the history, in the track record of Telkom. It should never have happened. Now, why am I so disappointed? I'm disappointed because if you look at the generous way that Telkom is now responding, it can only because they realized that they were oppressive. They didn't help small businesses. They destroyed that section of our economy. And we hope to get a lot of jobs from that particular area. So I am not at all impressed with the Telkom track record. They've matched it with a very generous response, writing off debts and giving extra assistance. Just imagine, Honorable Chair, if that generosity and that professionalism of Telkom existed 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, what a thriving small business sector we would have had. But I know you always like that we make a fresh start. This is a fresh start, and Telkom must double its efforts to ensure that small businesses, micro businesses, and they must now go further. They must go into the townships, go into the hawkies, and find young people who've got degrees, who've got knowledge, and tell them, how can we help you? So I like the way they are assisting the small businesses, but Telkom must pay for the harm that they've caused, Honorable Chair. They must go to the villages, the deep, far rural villages. They must have a team. I'll go with them. I'll take them to all the villages. I know the villages. I work in the villages. They must go to the villages, speak to the chief, speak to the village committee, speak to the youth and say, what can I do for you? That's what we expect from Telkom. They are now paying for their indiscretions, and let's make a fresh start. But I want to see Telkom going to the huts in the villages and seeing how they can assist small businesses and develop small business in the villages, in the townships, in the hokies, in the informal settlements. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hendricks. Is there any other hand, Brakin?
Yes, Chairperson, there's the Honorable Mchenjani and the Honorable Jacobs.
Okay. Honorable Mtenjana, the stage is yours.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Chairperson. Also, I have a problem of a load shedding here. Chairperson, I don't know. I think I'm a little bit lost here. Because what we hear from this presentation, it's more like Telkom telling us what they're supposed to do, not necessarily addressing the issues which the petitioners raised, because I don't hear them regretting or taking responsibility that indeed something did not go right, but this is how we did, or this is how we're going to do it in future to address that issue. So now they are just doing marketing here. They are just telling us what they're supposed to do, and it's not what we want to hear. We want to hear what happened. Why did they bully some small companies before? And how did they resolve it? What steps did they take? Did they take responsibility on that? What is it that they are going to do now, going forward from now? They must not just come here and tell us what they're supposed to do. Because what they're supposed to do, they did not do. That's why there was a complaint. So they must tell us now that what is the way forward? Do they agree that indeed they bullied the small businesses? What responsibility are they taking? What will be the way forward? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mtenjana. Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, Chair. And I think I want to reconcile with the previous members. I share their sentiments. Let's record our appreciation for Telkom to come back and give us feedback. But I share the sentiments that this is not enough. Now, you know, Telkom is one of our big state-owned enterprises. It's in the same league like Eskom, like all the big state-owned enterprises. And because it's a state-owned enterprise, it has a responsibility. Because if our government says that we want to provide opportunities to those that have been marginalized before, it's not an opportunity for the black elite, the middle class, the rich, to enrich themselves, to promote greed. But it's rather to ensure that our township, our small business, our informal economies, our dorpies use that platform to get an opportunity. And so clearly Telkom and many of the state-owned enterprises didn't implement our agenda of shared and inclusive growth. And I think there is, I agree with Member Hendricks, there's economic trauma here. I mean, if I show empathy and I put my feet into one of these companies, I'm a woman, I come from a township area, I've worked for Telkom for more than 20 odd years. Here Telkom comes up with a new scheme, they want to retrench us. And they say, no, okay, if you take this package, you're going to be a small business. We're going to help you. We're going to hold your hand. And in 2016, I became a small business person. I try my best. I do everything that is required. But throughout that period, I raise my concerns. I don't have money. I just have been retrenched. But Telkom then uses the policies, the fault management policies. So Telkom then abdicates project and contract management and blames small businesses. My job was to ensure that I deal with the fixing of the connections. But it's not my problem if the whole network, the cables, the whole network is defective. So for a long time, I've been bearing the brunt as a small business operator for the failure of management to exercise responsibility. Now, it's now 2022. A lot has happened since. But I still am where I am. I still stay in my township where I am. I still struggle. And it's not a lot of money. I still am owed 600,000. So for small business, that's so much money. But for Telkom, who's a multi-billion enterprise, it is not a lot of money. But I've lost my cars. I've lost my ability to make income. My children can't go to school. I'm behind with my home installments. My whole life is traumatized. So can we see, Dr. Nhlangu, can you see that what we are trying to do here is just not a tick box exercise? We want to do right with our people. We as policymakers, these things come to our attention. So the policy is that this South African government is a caring government. We want to ensure that money opportunities get shared to those that are poor, that need it the most, not to the corrupt, the greedy, the tenderpreneurs, the politically connected. We want to ensure that those townships and dorpies also get the economic dividend of our freedom. Now you tell us after 5 years, you tell us only 5 of them have been dealt with. And you give us the assurance, no, don't worry, the next 6 will be dealt with. I take up your offer, and we have to believe and trust that you will do it. But can you see the history? Can you see the context? Can you see the bullying and the trauma that small business had to endure? Because we as a state, we as Telkom, we as this collective have failed those people. Now, the first time we asked you, who are your, what's the profile, where does the people stay, are you covering the townships? And even your response to the community forums, yes, there is community forums, yes, there is that. It's vague. What we have done now up to this time, where you say that you're spending so much of money into the townships. So of those 43 townships that have been connected to fiber, how many of those internet service providers are township-based? Or are they still part of the monopoly businesses that we have? Can you give me, is there a place called Mtanzani internet provider that is owned by either the collective in Tanzania or a businessman in that area? We want to understand, is there someone in Mitchell's Plain who the Mitchell's Plain people are buying internet from? Is there someone like that, a service provider that has a relationship with Telkom or with OpenServe? Or is it just the big companies? Vumatel, all that. There's probably only 4 big companies. I'm here. I also am a client. But I would rather take my internet and pay the 800 that I'm paying, and I would rather pay to a small black-owned business so that in that way they can also grow. Because we say local is liquor, but do we really mean local is liquor? Do we really genuinely support those people that is down there? So that's all we can do, Che. We can say they must come back. We can say that in the quarter we hope that these problems will resolve. We in fact, I'm asking this committee to invite all the state-owned enterprises. Let's invite all of them and say, you have a procurement commitment to local procurement. Let's unpack that. Because that is when genuine empowerment, we have to do it with the private sector also. We'll have to get all your big top 100 JSE companies to us and ask, De Beers, what is your localization policy? MTN, Woolworths, all the big companies. We must do that because we have to care for the small. But it starts with our own stable. It starts with Telkom. It starts with our state and all. If we fail our people, how can we continue? Chair, I know I was long. Let me pause there. I haven't got specific questions. Thank you.
I could not hear the last statement. You were silenced from my side because I have got problem myself with networking also. Can you repeat for the sake of peace?
Okay. Chair, I spoke a lot. I apologize. I'm just asking that as this committee, we have to give Telkom another opportunity. We're asking them to please make right, do the economic reparation, but also more importantly, going forward, Telkom must be an ideal local supplier. So that's the point I'm making, Chair. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I heard you. Honorable members, this is a complex matter because it came as a petition by petitioners. And the team was trying to respond to the petitioners, but I'm happy the leadership here is reflecting certain issues which are supposed to be attended by Telkom. But let's now agree on the responses and give ourselves time to those six responses which they have responded to. Not here. I'm happy you have indicated your concerns, which was supposed to be dealt with if we have just invite Telkom to come to us and present their case, and then we engage and come up with the resolution. I want us to separate these two. We have got their responses, but we have got our concerns. I'm happy, Honorable Hendricks mandated Telkom to do something, but I would like it to be done in this fashion. It should be structural. We'll have to look at the responses and engage alone as the portfolio committee while waiting for the other five responses which are left, so that when they come back, they will find us ready with a package which is guiding them to do exactly what Honorable Hendricks and Honorable Jacobs has said. Because you said a lot of things, but it is not in black and white, according to me. So if we want to formalize it properly, we'll have to look at the responses versus the concerns which we are having as the portfolio committee to assist our SMEs on the ground. I believe I'm audible enough because we can't just leave it as it is. You have said a lot of things, but to me, they need to be formal. I can also again invite you before they respond, because that go and also look at this thing. We are worried because of 1, 2, 3. So to guide them moving forward, because what is important for us is to unlock the red tapes, is to deal with issues of bullying, as you are saying, is to make sure that they come and present to us properly on how are they dealing with issues. I was noting down while they were presenting, but to me it's not enough to can come up now with a solution, because the issue of first failure rates, technicians, etc., etc. Yes, these are response in line with the petitioner, but we have got a message because high unemployment rate is high. We're at 46% in terms of youth. And once they are saying this government is not doing anything, private sector, they're the one who must assist us, Dr. Mahlangu, on issues of employment, issues of skills development, as honorable members has indicated. So to me, I will allow you to respond to their comments, but my view here is that honorable members are banning, and the honorable Jacobs is saying we will have to call even other a private sector to come and share with us so that we guide as the portfolio committee, because our role is to do oversight. Our role is to protect the people who are helpless. And if we don't do that, it is going to be a dream to say that we want SMEs to grow, we want job creation to grow. It's going to be a dream. So I will invite Dr. Mahlangu with his team just to respond to certain comments which has been made by the three honorable members. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. We are heartened by the seriousness with which this matter is being dealt with by the honorable members, and we think that we will also be able to resolve these issues as we have established this mechanism that we have shared with the committee, and we have seen some successes in trying to have these matters resolved, and we acknowledge that there are genuine concerns that have been raised by the IFTs. But what we are pleading for, Chairperson, is that as a corporation, we also are governed by the PFMA to an extent, the governing laws, the company laws. We're governed by contract laws. So we have to make sure that as we resolve the challenges we have, we don't increase the risk on Telkom. Because if we do, we will also not just be resolving the problem, but extending it. So we're pleading for space to address these matters factually and evidence-based. And that is what we will present to the committee. What we are, however, very often wish to push back on is that we are admitting any liability. We are not here and mandated to admit any liability on behalf of Telkom. We want to address these matters as they come, because admitting any liability here will be inviting risks to Telkom, which risks have got certain ways in which they are supposed to be dealt with. What we are trying to do is to say certain things happened. Now, let's have a forum that is able and focused on assisting the SMMEs to get back into business and to address their issues factually, specifically, so that we are able to do those matters. So I think that the questions of apportionment of liability, blame, bullying, we are unable to respond to those, Chairperson. Our mandate was going to be shorter on those matters because that requires us to then activate the entire legal machinery, risk management, and internal audit at Telkom to be able to address those and get to the bottom of it. Because then we might run a risk of locking Telkom in the courts by making certain admissions in public forums of this nature. And therefore, at this stage, I would request, Chairperson, that if the members of the committee can just grant us the chance to resolve these issues factually, and what we will report to you, we'll say this is IFT 1 of the 5. This is the problem they had. These are the issues we have seen. Because at that time, we would have the evidence relating to those IFTs, and we will then have dealt with them when we would have had the opportunity to interact deeply with that substance. And therefore, Chair, we undertake as Telkom to help these SMMEs, as we have tried, and there is a broader story that could be discussed one day of how the telecommunications environment has changed in the country and globally, how competition has become stiffer in the country and how Telkom is a number three player at the moment fighting for a space and to trade and to compete fairly. However, Telkom still has the highest employee component, fixed employee component, than any of the others which trade in many different countries. So we need to also look at those historical issues. But I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm just trying to say, let's try and broaden the discussion. Let's try and deal with it contextually. But the important thing is that there is an aggrieved SMME. There is a process to address that grievance. Then let's try and exhaust that process, because that process will deal with commercial issues, will deal with all of the issues specific to that particular person, and let's get to the bottom of it. And then let's come back to Parliament and say, Parliament, honorable members, we undertook to you to go and address the five IFTs. This is what they've told us. This is what we have found. This is where we are at. And then we can table that. And then we can then see how the next process rolls out and what are the things that need to be managed in supporting the IFTs. So I think for the purposes of our mandate, Chair, would request that we be allowed at least space to deal with the facts and address the problem. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Masango.
Yeah, there's a hand from Honorable Hendricks.
Okay, Honorable Hendricks.
I'm sorry, Honorable Chair, I know it's not protocol for me to speak again, but the Honorable Doctor has not addressed the main issue. With the deepest respect, they're trying to paper the cracks. I think after listening to the WHIP and other members of other political parties, we seem to be unanimous that this is a systemic problem, economic trauma. We're not only worried about the petitioners, but it has opened our eyes that there are so many other people that could also have been affected, and the doors have been closed to many who, after hearing of the plight of these people, don't want to waste their time entering into the door. If the doctor first wants to address just the issues that has come up and do damage control, I don't think that is, we are interested in much more. We want to see, like you yourself, Honorable Chair, said, opportunities for the broader small business, micro township people. And if Dr. Malungu is not the man to say, look, let's do a parallel process, let's fix these problems of the petitioners, and at the same time, let's look at the bigger picture. If he doesn't have the mandate to do that, then Telkom must send someone who can do that. They talk about a mechanism that is going to address the problem of the petitioners. We want a mechanism that is going to address the problems of everyone that wants to enter the space. Honorable Chair, I didn't want to mention this, but I got an award as a pioneer of the internet in 2002 when I started MWeb. I know this business. I know how Telkom at that time tried to also hamper MWeb. And that's a big company, and now we're talking about, you know, the man in the street, small companies. It seems that culture is carrying on. We need to change it around. We need to do something about it, and I'm sure other members of the committee are also prepared, like myself, to offer assistance to open up the space. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and thanks for this exceptional opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Hendricks. I think in my closing remarks, indicated that here we have got two issues. The first one is in relation with the petitioners. And then the second one is to make sure that we engage with all our private sectors, telecom, including those other ones Honorable Jacobs has indicated. And this has been a song in our portfolio committee to can be able to unlock certain issues. So as I've indicated that honorable members, allow me to release them and we'll have to look at those responses separately and we'll have to prepare issues which we would like Telkom to deal with to be able to close those gaps. So when they come, we'll engage with them on based on those issues, because indeed the issue of responses alone won't assist us to get where we want to get. Smo, I see you want to respond.
Yes,
I can give you that opportunity so that we don't cloud these issues, honorable members. But you are right. We are speaking with one voice, and I believe Dr. Mahlangwe and his team have heard us. The other issues are more critical, the same as the petition, which petitioners has petitions to us. So to be able to deal with these matters, let us take that route. But our content advisor can advise in this regard. Smo, over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you. Good morning, honorable members, colleagues from Telkom. Chairperson, mine would be to suggest that considering that there is a petition that came through to Parliament via the House Speaker, the Speaker of Parliament, we have an obligation, Chairperson, as the Portfolio Committee, to respond back to the Speaker of Parliament, giving sort of a feedback with regards to what we have done. The matter has been hanging for quite a while, Chairperson, such that I thought this particular meeting will once and for all address that aspect of the petition. Then the issues themselves, we won't be able to finish the issues today. Hence, I support the view from Dr. Mahlangwe that there is going to be an ongoing interaction between ourselves and Telkom. So in that regard, Chairperson, what I wanted to double check, or what I'm going to suggest, is for this meeting, we also invited Elizabeth and other companies, IFTs, that actually submitted the petition to Parliament. Maybe it's fair, Chairperson, to find out from them if the approach by Telkom to say there is an internal process that is currently underway, or Telkom is inviting them to come through and participate in that process. Are they fine with that? Would that be an acceptable sort of resolution? Can we close the matter on our part as the portfolio committee only on the petition aspect, not to say the issues? We are not going to continue to monitor the progress. I thought I should raise that, Chairperson, because really we have an obligation on our part as well to respond on this particular matter. In fact, from now on, as the Secretariat, we must write a report for consideration by the Portfolio Committee. And once that report is approved by the Portfolio Committee, it must then be referred for the ATC purposes. So that's my humble suggestion, Chairperson, before you release Telkom, to also find out from the IFTs if what is their feeling with regards to this proposal by Telkom. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Smo. Thank you, Smo. I don't know who's here on behalf of the IFTs. So I will invite them through your guidance to can explain whether they are comfortable or not. But I think as the portfolio committee, I indicated that we will have to digest these things alone before you, Secretariat, write a report. I was of the view that the issues are not yet finalized. We are left with five, but I'm taking your advice because we must also follow Parliament's rules. The guidance you are giving to us, I think, is genuine. So I don't know who's in here, so that one of them, they heard you very well. I can't repeat what you said.
Mm.
Just to respond on what you have guided us.
Chairperson, so I think it should be Evelyn.
Okay, so it's Evelina. Are you comfortable with the proposal from Telkom?
Good day, Madam Speaker. No, I'm not comfortable with the proposal. Telkom did not address the core issues. They discussed the current and not the past, not a petition.
Okay. So what is your feeling?
They must go back to the drawing board and come up with better suggestions to resolve this matter.
Okay. Dr. Mashangu?
Sorry, Chair, there was also a hand from Sithembele Xolo.
Okay, Agakulu Binay. I thought their leader would be doing that. Follow Ms. Tembele. Ukhona?
Sorry, Chair, I was on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry, Chair. I must apologize for coming in late to the meeting. I received the invite a bit late, so I've missed a big part of the meeting, but I am aware of the issues that are being discussed. I just want to support Evelyn that this matter is very old. It started a long time ago. We've had so many run-ins with Telkom as far as this matter is concerned. There hasn't been a commitment to Telkom to resolve this matter. And I think the key complaint from us has been the issue of the work that we did that we did not get paid for. And it doesn't look like this matter is being raised sharply. Telkom has been evasive as far as addressing that matter. And we were hoping for an outsider, in this case, Parliament, to give some directive as to how can this matter be resolved. I don't have confidence that Telkom can now resolve this matter if they still don't want to address it sharply. I know there's other issues on the table, but this one is the main one, because the issue of work done by small companies not being paid has affected our business in a very negative way. It has affected our cash flows. We have not been able to move. I know Telkom keeps saying that, but you did not have an exclusive contract with Telkom. We didn't have the muscle to even go and look for other work because of the fact that we were working for Telkom, but we were not getting paid for the work done. So this matter is, I think it should be discussed and be dealt with here. And then maybe other issues can be dealt with at a different fora. Thank you.
Honorable members, I need your guidance as the chairperson. since the responses were not finalized, I will propose that we digest, we go back and digest those responses and involve the leaders of the IFTs again, so that when we go and guide Telkom on these matters, as the committee, we have got something, including what the latter speaker, Stembile, is it Stembile? Stembile Kolo has indicated, because really, the committee must come up with some, we are not a petition committee, but we are a committee which deals with small businesses. And those grievances must be dealt with accordingly, so that when we give report to the speaker, we are sure about what we are doing. And we'll also have engaged with the petitioner about the responses. That's my view, Smo.
Correct, Chair. Supported 100%, Chairperson.
Honorable members, are we together, all of us, on this proposal?
Here we are together with your proposal. I think
In fact, Chair, if I may add, you know, during my conversation with Mr. Jani, it has always been my wish, you know, or emphasis to say, let them engage the IFTs before they could even appear before the portfolio committees, so that we avoid this back and forth. Well, unfortunately, it's happening, Chairperson, that we are unable to resolve this matter today. But 100%, Chair, I support you. We may have to defer it and engage the IFTs separately, and also schedule another meeting with Telkom separately. Then we'll then, after that, consider writing the report to the attention of the House Speaker. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Mr. Stembile, Dr. Mashangu, that's the situation. We can't resolve it as the portfolio committee before we have got all those facts before us. So bear with us, go and deal with the other five, but also the point that Evelyn has indicated, go also and deal with it, and then we'll try to have this slot urgently so that we resolve this matter. We can't leave it hanging. Once the speaker has mandated us, we must deal with the matter professionally so, and give report to her, but with facts, as our content advisor has advised us.
Chair,
do you have something to say?
Yes, Chair. It's actually disheartening. We're trying to resolve the problem because there are two prongs. There's a big policy issue where we need to engage on how we empower our SMMEs, and there are efforts from our side. And I just forgot to mention that part of the fiber companies have started now, like we're saying, when we get into a township, the first person we sell to is any person who's in that township with a license and they want to retail our services. And we white label, we even provide you with the entire back office. We call it bridge. It's an open source web bridge. That is available for any SMME that wants to take advantage of that process. However, I thought that that's something we must deal with on an ongoing basis, but there are pending issues that need to be resolved now. So I still put the offer on the table. Can they give us a chance then? Even if they do not trust us, can they just take that opportunity so that they can come back to the committee and say, I went to Telkom and they did not help me? At least, can they come to us and allow us a chance to help them?
Honorable members, assist me on this matter. Our petitioners. Baba Tokozani. King, can you unmute him? Can you meet him? He's disturbing the proceedings.
I've done so, Chair. Chair, there are two ends.
Lagabani Naban.
It's from the IFT.
IFTs, okay.
And from Honorable Jacobs.
All
and
right.
Then on the same page, I should think, also Honorable Hendrik. So it's prolonged. So if we look at this, okay.
There is no problem. What I want from all speakers, I want this way forward. There are two proposals. One, Telkom is saying they are ready to can engage with the IFTs. That's number one. Two, they will finalize the other issues. And then ourselves as the portfolio committee and my content advisor, we are saying, let's invite our IFTs to engage with them so that when Telkom comes back, we have got concrete evidence, we have got facts, as Dr. Mashangwe said. So I would like each and everyone stick to that so that we have got a way forward in this matter. The two IFTs can come in. I'm not given names. I don't know whether it's Evelyn or it's who.
Madam
Speaker, I'm allowing you to speak. Yes.
Madam Speaker, it's Evelyn. Madam Speaker, I would like to make a special request. I would like to ask that this process must be speed up, because with Telkom, if you have a dispute with them, they suspend your contract. And I've been sitting without jobs for nearly 2 years now.
Mm.
Yeah. And I would like to be employed again. Because I have technicians, unemployed technicians, there's a few commitments that I have, mm-hmm. that I cannot honor because of this. Madam Speaker, there's another person that would like to raise his issues. Can I hand over to him?
Yes, do so. Although these issues you are raising are issues which as committee would like to deal with them with you separately without Telkom. So I'm stuck now. That's why I put these two proposals, that this is the approach you want to use moving forward. On the issue of speed, the committee, can you suspend them for now? Because we would like to have more time with you. One speaker said those issues are old. They are issues which have been there for more than 5 years. So you must come being prepared to us to come and table all those issues. Because those issues are not related to, they are related to the petition, but to have more insight as the portfolio committee, we would like you to come and deliberate on these matters, because we can't engage on them now. But I agree on the issue of agency. These matters are urgent, and the Telkom is requesting to continue engaging with you, although we want you also as the portfolio committee alone. So I wanted us to move along those lines, because if you don't engage with Telkom again, the issue of your suspension, you are no longer working, we can't deal with them as portfolio committee, but you can deal with them that side, the other side of the mountain. So to be able to move, I made these two proposals. I wanted your agreement as IFTs on two proposals. I would like to be with you. At the same time, Telkom is saying you can still come to them, and if we are not getting assistance, like we are saying, you've got technicians who are not working, you will also bounce it with us. So I don't think that I'm opening this matter for debate. I was opening it for way forward as advised by our content advisor, Usbosis.
Good evening, ma'am.
Agreed, IFTs. Agreed, IFTs.
Agreed. Good day, ma'am. It's Jerome.
Agreed, agreed, sir.
What the green? As you see,
thank you. Thank you. So we'll schedule a meeting with you, IFTs, to come and deliberate on these matters with you. But you are allowed again to engage with Telkom on certain issues which are technical. Tina, we're going to engage with you and come up with our recommendations to Telkom. When Telkom comes, we'll show them our recommendations based on the facts which have been tabled. Because if hands now are up, it seems as if I'm now opening it for discussion. I'm not, honorable members. Bear with me. Dr. Matangu, you heard the two proposals. Are you in agreement?
I'm in agreement, Chair, because I think that these matters, at least when we go next time, even before then, we would have probably sent you a report on our interactions with the IFTs. And we will say, factually, this is the problem of IFT1. These are the issues. This is what we've done. We don't want to sit on this problem.
Exactly what Honorable Hendricks has indicated, that you were too generous. So to avoid that, let's take this route. Honorable members whose hands were up, are you concurring with my latter recommendation?
Agreed, Chair.
Thank you. So this brings us to the end of our meeting with Telkom. We can release them now with the IFTs, and then we'll communicate in due course with you so that we can conclude our program as the Portfolio Committee. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for affording us the time, and thank you to the members of the committee.
Thank you. King, can we go back to our agenda, please?
Correct.
Thank you. Can you take us through on those minutes? You send them. Hopefully, members have read them.
Yes, Chairperson.
Mm-hmm. Flag them on the screen. Please. We'll deal with corrections. Page 1. Move. Corrections? None. Proceed. No corrections. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes and the seconder, honorable members?
Chairperson.
Of the minutes of the 20th of April, yes.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Any seconder?
I do second.
Thank you, honorable members. The minutes are duly adopted. The next set. move them so that we can do some correction. These were the minutes of the 19th of April. Any correction, honorable members? No corrections. Move. Move. Any corrections? Move back in. Thank you. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th of April, 2022?
I said I move for the adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Mtenjana. Any seconder?
Honorable Mieni, you second.
Thank you, Honorable Mieni. Next set, Braking.
Chairperson?
Yes.
This is Honorable April. All the honorable members must leave all the April minutes for me to move on them.
They heard you. Braking, the next set. Move. Any corrections? Move, Braking, the minutes of the 4th of May. Move, Braking. Any corrections? None. Move, please. Can I have a mover for the minutes of the 4th of May, 2022?
10%.
Thank you, Honorable Lebengo. She has moved. Thank you. Any seconder, honorable members? I can't hear you. Honorable? Network problem.
Honorable Mieni.
Honorable Mieni seconding. Thank you, Honorable Mieni. Braking, do you still have another set?
Yes, Chair.
Yeah. Flag it, please.
Minutes of 11 May.
Yes, any correction? Move. Any correction? None. Move. Move. Thank you. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 11th of May 2022 as a true reflection of what transpired on that day? Honorable April, where are you now?
Struggling to unmute, Chair. I am here. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. The next set.
The minutes of the 29th of April, Chair.
Yes. Flag them. Any corrections, honorable members? Any corrections? None. Move. Thank you. Can I have a mover for the minutes of the 29th April 2022?
April moves for the minutes of April 29th. Seconda.
Thank you.
No, Chair, it cannot be Honorable Mieni because he was absent.
He was absent. Honorable Mieni is always present. She has moved to the adoption. Any seconder?
No, I have moved. She has seconded me.
I second.
Okay, thank you. Honorable April has moved. Do you still have another set, King Owadan?
No, that was the last set, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members, thank you so much. It was a hectic meeting today, but I'm glad you said a mouthful, and of which I agree with you that we must engage with IFTs, and at the same time, IFTs must engage with Telkom so that when we come, we don't have this drama again when they come back. So I will request that our officials look for slot urgently for us to engage with the IFT so that we can be able to have facts. When they come, we'll be able to come up with some recommendations, which those recommendations will be taken to the speaker. Thank you so much for your participation. The meeting stands adjourned.
Long live, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.